And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, brought to you by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino, along with Giants legend offensive lineman Roman Oben. I like to pump him up just a little bit. Hey, Roman, it was 5 years ago. You had to deal with a natural disaster when you were a member of the San Diego Chargers and still had to prepare for a game. What is that like?
Yeah, you know, as a player, you're always concerned about your family first, especially we had young children back then, two kids under the age of five. It was after a bye week. We actually had to fly the family back to New Jersey to spend time here. And as a team, we went to Arizona for a week, practiced for a week, and then came back. Air quality was horrible. Half of the city had to evacuate. But, again, as a player, you always, in the back of your mind, want to make sure family is first. But as Coach Coughlin alluded to in the first segment, the NFL will go on. I mean, it's business as usual, and football is kind of what keeps you together.
That it will, and we will go on and try to delve into this matchup against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's get a look at the injury list, and it's starting to grow just a little bit, Roman. It's now up to 10 players on the list. Blackburn's iffy today. Bradshaw's not going to work, it doesn't look like. Pascoe's not going to work. Roll is still getting tested for a concussion. You will get Cruz, however, and Kenny Phillips on the practice field today.
Yeah, and some of those injuries, you look at the hamstrings, the calves. I mean, some of those are muscular injuries, so those are things that you can see getting better each day, 15, 20% better, and see some of those guys playing on Sunday for sure.
Now, you know, the Giants are coming off this big win against the Dallas Cowboys, dramatic victory at the very end of the game. And you're looking at this record and you're saying 6-2, they're in great shape. Well, 2-2 in the division, a little bit of a concern yet, only 500 in the East. But in terms of the conference, there are only two other potential wildcard teams that have less than four losses. That is a good thing for the Giants.
Yeah, you look at the fact that they've been able to put themselves really ahead of the NFC East by going 4-0 in the second quarter of the season. So as long as they continue to do that,
I mean, look at where the Falcons are, the Bears, the Giants, the 49ers. I think it's Minnesota and maybe Green Bay have less than four losses.
So the Giants have put themselves in a really good position. Again, second quarter momentum will lead to this part of the schedule.
Now, one of the ways the Giants got to 6-2 is because their defense has been very opportunistic. I want to give you a number, folks. Over the last four games, the Giants have 16 turnovers, 10 interceptions, 6 fumble recoveries, and the guy who's been the number one thief of them all, I think the police are out looking for him, Stevie Brown, 4 picks and a fumble recovery during that time.
Yeah, look, you talk about Stevie Brown. I mean, this is really indicative of the Giants playing complete team defense. And when everyone's swarming to the football, guys are in the right place to play these balls. Again, you're going against a guy last week in Tony Romo who was known for forcing some of these bad plays. So the Stevie Brown interception, I mean, the JPP interception, which was tremendous athletic ability. At the end, Quay Webster had an interception. And then that last interception that you see was from the Giants defensive line forcing Romo to make yet another error. So this is good because it's not just the interceptions, but the fact that they're coming from different players on the defense.
Stevie Brown was just so terrific there. And you know, the thing about it is some guys just have hands for the ball. But
right.
The bad news is, Roman, the Giants still gave up well over 400 yards passing. Jason Witten caught 18 for like a buck 60. I mean, that's not good.
Yeah, all those 18 catches, I mean, probably 8 yards a catch. They were giving up a lot underneath to prevent the home run. Obviously, that Des Brown, he was a finger away from catching the game winner. Des Bryant, rather, was a finger away from catching the game winner. But I think you still have a lot of young guys out there. They're playing the ball well in certain cases, but again, Tony Romo was a first legitimate threat. We talked about this last week on the perimeter since week one when they played Romo the first time. So you have to hope that the Giants have learned. I know Perry Fuel's put these guys in position. What can we learn from Sunday and the first time we play them? So I think they've gotten in a better position since Sunday.
The one thing about the passing number might be a bit deceiving. Dallas was really forced to go to the air. They only had 19 yards rushing as a team on the ground, Roman, because Chris Candy's helping that rush defense.
Yeah, Chris Candy, you saw him come back a little bit against Washington last week, had a great game, had a sack. I mean, he's really disrupting the middle. The combination of Chris Canty and Lanville Joseph inside is going to really shore up that running game and what the Giants are able to do against the run. You're going to see more games like that where the Giants start to stalemate some of these rushers coming in.
Now, on offense, Eli Manning, over the last 3 weeks, 2 touchdown passes and 3 picks. How concerned are you about what is kind of like a slump for him?
Well, I don't really have big concern because Eli Manning, after these press conferences, he says, look, I've thrown some poor choices. I can't put our team in that position. He's not blaming anyone but himself. So you know that Eli Manning is very accountable, but you know that he's going to get better. You've had a lot of different guys come in there At the receiving position, you know, the last few games. But I think Eli Manning, the formula that still exists in this passing game, is the formula that will be successful. You'll see a better Eli Manning this third quarter.
And then real quick, Roman, five field goals against Dallas. The Giants had one touchdown and three field goals inside the 20. That's a little bit of a problem, too.
Yeah, that green zone, you really have to start to capitalize. You've got to get in the end zone.
Yeah, and you got to get seven against Pittsburgh. We'll be back to dissect the Steelers when we return right here on MSG's Giants Press Conference Live.
I'm Dr. Robert Tozzi, the head of pediatric cardiology at Hackensack University. I think the big focus today has been on building muscle. What we want to do is tell our bodies to build muscle rather than fat. The number one thing that we should do is have plenty of fluids. Dehydration itself promotes fat production. So drinking fluids during the course of the day is key. In addition, a well-balanced diet with the emphasis on the dark green vegetables, because spinach actually has a good amount of protein in it, but also has the essential ingredients to build muscle and also to keep the muscle from cramping and having muscle strain. In addition, caffeinated beverages cause loss of electrolytes and fluid. There has been documented evidence that this actually decreases muscle strength in the long run. That makes it much more difficult for your heart to pump for a given exercise.
And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, brought to you by Hackensack University Medical Center. In discussing the Giants' opponent on Sunday, the Pittsburgh Steelers, you have to talk about what is a very stout defense. When we get a look at their numbers, you'll see that there are a lot of things for the Steelers to be proud of. However, there's one thing that they're not doing real well, Roman, and that is turning people over. They've only forced seven turnovers this year. That's down near the very bottom of the league, and they've only got three picks this season.
Well, first of all, I mean, I think the Giants know offensively this is the most physical team they'll probably play all season, almost going back to the 49ers game, that style of physicality. The combination of Mike Tomlin's Tampa 2, Dick LeBeau's defense, and that traditional Pittsburgh 3-4 has really been a factor of what's been consistent. But again, injuries have been the reason why they haven't forced a lot of turnovers.
Well, Troy Polamalu is now going to miss his fifth game of the season. We already know he is out. Ryan Clark with a concussion may or may not go. So that means Ryan Mundy and Will Allen might be their starting safeties against the Giants. You have to think the Giants are looking at that.
Well, they're looking at that, and especially, you know, Will Allen with his familiarity with the organization. But you're going to have to exploit that part of the field. Again, you've got your home run hitters. Your quarterbacks on defense play safety for the Steelers. So when those guys are out, you've got to take advantage of that downfield.
James Harrison has played four games now, coming off of his leg injury. 14 tackles, and I believe only has one sack, but he can do a lot of damage.
Look, James Harrison is a guy, I mean, that Pittsburgh linebacker lineage, always have someone good rushing that passer. He's a guy that they expect to get better, especially the second half of the season. I mean, Giants have Chris Canty back, but the Steelers have a future Hall of Famer, James Harrison. They're playing him at home, so crowd noise won't be a factor, but James Harrison is a guy that gets it done on defense for Pittsburgh.
Now, the Steelers have Ben Roethlisberger at quarterback. We all know about the plays he can make, but still there's this perception that they're a very short dink and dunk kind of team. Now, it's true. He throws a lot of high percentage passes within the 5 to 10 yard range, but he's getting a lot of yak yards from his receivers. The Giants have to be solid on tackling.
Yeah, you've got to keep things in front of you. You definitely have to tackle solid. But a lot of things people don't realize about Ben Roethlisberger, he's probably the most accurate quarterback outside of the pocket as there is in the National Football League. You get rid of Bruce Arians, you have Todd Haley, so that's a little bit of a different approach offensively, but it's still the same Ben Roethlisberger that the Giants will see on Sunday.
Now, as far as the running game is concerned, you know you got Mendenhall with the Achilles, and right. His status is iffy. Redmond, they're telling me he's got an ankle issue, so his status is iffy. And then there's this Jonathan Dwyer, who's come out of nowhere to have back-to-back 100-yard games in each of the last 2 weeks, but he's also dealing with a quad issue, so the Steelers' running game may not be up to par.
Well, they've always been used to run the ball by committee, but as long as that offensive line is intact, the Steelers always believe that they can put someone back there and just get some type of offensive production, 4 yards a carry, and so on. But again, Dwyer, I mean, people have been saying he's the next Jerome Bettis, that type of player to come out of that offense.
Wallace and Brown are their big play wide receivers. They both have over 450 yards so far receiving this season. And it's Wallace who has the NFL's second longest catch of the year. It was an 82-yard touchdown.
Yeah, Wallace is a guy who's got tremendous amount of speed. He's really their deep threat. So you can worry about that dink and dunk underneath, but Wallace can get behind defenses, and he's shown it every single week. So you've got to really cover all angles of the field defensively when Pittsburgh's out there.
Now, Roman, the Giants did not defend Dallas's Jason Witten well. Well, guess what? Heath Miller has 6 touchdown catches for the Steelers. He has scored in 5 of their first 7 games.
Well, Heath Miller is a different type of tight end than Jason Witten. He's going to go down to Seymour. Witten comes across the field with a lot of those drag routes, those snags. So it's 2 different type of tight ends, but the same type of productivity. 2 weeks in a row seeing a really good tight end.
All right, he's Roman Oben. I'm Paul Dottino. We'll be back here on MSG with Giants opening drive live Sunday at 10 a.m. live outside the Westgate here at MetLife Central. It's the Giants and the Steelers. And don't forget, on MSG Plus tonight, it's Giants Rewind to look back at the Cowboys at 10:30.